Learning to Drive by Slightly Tookish, read by Daisy Diversions. The fandom is Merlin, and the relationship is Arthur / Merlin. The rating is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Summary: when Arthur wants to learn how to drive, he turns to his chauffeur, Merlin, for lessons. But Merlin doesn't think it's such a good idea, and neither does the car. Author's Notes: early 20th century AU, written for Merlin Games for the prompt of driving lessons. Thank you to Alba17 for the beta. The car gave an unhappy wheeze as it lurched forward. Arthur couldn't imagine what he was doing. The clutch simply refused to respond to him. It was hard to believe that Merlin, awkward, gangly Merlin, with his chauffeur uniform hanging off his skinny frame, and his ridiculous goggles, and the hat he absolutely refused to wear, unless Arthur insisted, because he was a terrible servant, was able to drive this contraption without any trouble. "What the devil is wrong with it?" Arthur grumbled, jiggling the clutch impatiently. The car seemed to growl in return before it reluctantly made its way down the gravel path, its wheels moving more sluggishly than ever. "You just need to ask it nicely," Merlin said, and if he was trying not to sound smug, he was failing miserably. "I told you this was a bad idea, my lord." "Good thing I don't pay you to think, then," Arthur replied, though there was no real heat to his words. "Really, Merlin, with the way you've been carrying on, anyone would think I'd asked you to fly me to the moon. All I wanted was a simple driving lesson. And I told you it would be a disaster," Merlin said sweetly. "My lord." "I'd hardly call it a disaster," Arthur said. "So what if it had taken him half a dozen tries just to start the car? That probably happened to everyone." "And what do you mean by ask it nicely? What am I supposed to do, offer it tea?" Merlin leaned close, as if he was about to divulge a secret. Arthur could feel the warmth of his body all along his side, and it was all he could do to keep his eyes and his concentration on the road. "All you have to do is say please." Now Arthur did steal a glance, watching Merlin fight back a grin as he slid over to his side of the car. He turned his attention back to the road. "Very well," he said, sighing and trying his best to sound annoyed when all he wanted to do was share Merlin's smile. "Please. I suppose that's not bad for a first effort, my lord," Merlin said. Arthur could still hear the amusement in his voice. "You might want to try the clutch again now." This time, it shifted easily for him. Arthur could feel the change then, with the way the car moved. It almost seemed to sail down the driveway, picking up speed as it went along. If he didn't know better, he'd swear that the engine was purring. Just ahead was the road that led into the village. Arthur turned onto it effortlessly and grinned, finally feeling at ease. the wind rushing through the windows, ruffling his hair, and he couldn't help feel proud of himself. Beside him, Merlin had gone unusually quiet, perhaps stunned into silence by Arthur's newfound driving prowess. The thought made him grin. "See, I told you I'd be a natural. You ought to have more faith in me, Merlin." "I suppose I'll be out of a job soon enough then." Arthur turned to him, a joke ready on his lips, but his smile slipped away quickly enough when he saw the gloomy expression on Merlin's face. He'd never seen Merlin look so miserable, and the thought that he'd somehow caused him any unhappiness made Arthur's heart sink. "What? I don't really..." Merlin suddenly looked anxious. "Arthur, look out!" Arthur wrenched his eyes away just in time to see the tree looming before them. He turned the wheel, but not quickly enough. He felt the side of the car glance off the tree before it spun away, catapulting them across the road to land in the hedgerow. Merlin immediately hopped out of the car to check the damage. Arthur followed more slowly, his pride more wounded than the car, which had only suffered a few small dents and scratches. That didn't seem to matter to Merlin, though, who ran his hands along the scraped side and whispered to it as if he was trying to calm a spooked horse. "You named it Kelgara?" Arthur said after a few moments passed, and it became clear that Merlin was deliberately ignoring him. Merlin gave the car one last pat and turned to Arthur, looking furious. "I knew something like this would happen. You could have killed us. What were you thinking, letting your eyes leave the road like that?"
"I was thinking about you," Arthur admitted. "You looked upset. I didn't know what to think."
Merlin scuffed his toes in the dirt and refused to meet Arthur's eyes. "I knew you'd be good at it," he said. "That's why I didn't want to give you lessons. I knew you'd improve before long, and then you wouldn't need me anymore."
"You'll never need to worry about that," Arthur said, sounding sharper than he intended. And then, since they were being so honest with each other,
"I only asked for driving lessons so I could spend more time with you. Because I, well..." He murmured something incomprehensible about feelings and affections before he trailed off, clearing his throat uncomfortably. There were some things a gentleman must not discuss so boldly. Luckily for both of them, Merlin wasn't a gentleman.
"You mean to tell me," he said slowly, "that you nearly drove poor Kelgara into a tree because you fancy me?"
"Well," Arthur felt his face grow warm. "Yes, I'm afraid so." Merlin looked up then, his eyes so wide and blue and full of hope that Arthur's insides gave a funny little leap.
"And you don't want me to leave?"
"Certainly not." Arthur eyed him nervously. "Unless you..."
"No!"
Merlin's lip twitched with the beginnings of a smile. "Some time ago, I decided I'd never leave your side, so you won't get rid of me that easily."
Not even if I asked for more lessons?
Not even then.
He slipped his hand into Arthur's and gave it a squeeze.
Besides, it's frightfully obvious that you need all the help you can get.
Arthur smiled and shifted closer. I hope I haven't been too much of a disappointment. Merlin's eyes danced merrily.
I think I know how you might make amends, he said,
before pulling Arthur into a kiss. It was soft and sweet, and with just enough promise that Arthur managed to forget the fact that he was kissing his chauffeur on the side of the village's busiest road for all the world to see. And when the kiss finally ended, he didn't complain that Merlin insisted on driving back. He even joined him at the front, propriety be damned. Their hands found each other across the seat, fingers twining, and Kilgara hummed happily as they headed home. Reader's notes, this was recorded for Voice Team 2025. Thanks for listening.